They say nothing is stronger than the bond between mother and daughter. And me and my mom, we got that on lock. This is me and my mama, unplugged.
Welcome everyone to the very first episode, the very first installment of our brand new podcast called Me and My Mama Unplugged. I'm your host, Bria Miles. This is my beautiful, wonderful, incredible mother, woman of God, and co-host, Donna Miles. Let's kick it off like this. Here's one thing that I admire about you.
Okay.
One thing that I admire about you is your confidence.
Wow.
That's something that has always stood out to me the most about you is you, like, the Lord has blessed you with an unwavering amount of confidence, and I've never seen anything like that. And I love you for that, because it's blessed me so much to know that the confidence that I naturally have is God-given, and it comes from you, and it's okay to have that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Okay to have confidence.
It always blows my mind how a person sees you, you know, for you to talk about, you know, my confidence. And the thing is that I know, you know, not being all churchy and everything, but I know who I was before Christ. And so the confidence that he's given me is so completely different than the confidence I used to have.
Yeah.
Because all my confidence before was in myself.
I can attest to that for myself as well.
Yeah, before Christ, man, I was a mess. But yeah, and let me tell you, there's so many things I like about you. But I want to say one of the top things I like about you is your loyalty. Once you have in your heart made up your mind or made a decision, I should say, that this person as someone that's supposed to be in your life, whether it's a friend, whether it's me, your mom, your grandmother, your cousin, whoever it might be, your loyalty to them is unmatched by any I've ever seen.
Wow.
And so I get to see that same level of loyalty on 10 when it comes to the Lord, though. Wow. Like, your commitment to him blows me away. It really does.
Wow.
And it encourages and strengthens me.
Wow. You know what I mean? And it was crazy as you can find scriptures to match both of those beautiful
lips. See what I mean, y'all? See how cheap? You can find scripture.
Because you can.
I didn't know that, but you knew that.
Cast not your confidence aside.
See?
The Lord is loyal to those who are loyal to him. It's in the book.
See?
Those are elements of a belief.
It's in the book. It's in the Bible.
Elements of a believer. So my mom and I have been literally parked at so many scriptures for these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
One that we've been parked on is John chapter 14.
Okay.
And I know for me, you know, when I think about even reading the words of the Lord alone, like when you see those texts, those
I'm going to look at John 14 right now.
Yes.
So you know where we are.
Yes. Hop in on that. I really want us to have a conversation about it. John 14, where the Lord is talking about miracles. I want to read this scripture before we even get started. Is that all right with you, Ma?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So we're coming from John chapter 14, starting at verse 12. It says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works.
Great.
Because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it.
Yeah, you know, God's word is so penetrating when you're receptive to it. When you're receptive to it from your heart, come out of your head, anything you ask for in his name.
Anything.
So I want to touch on something that you shared with me about believers. There's a certain percentage, I think you said, of believers that no longer believe in
miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yeah. So that for me really blew my mind, because I'm like, how are you a believer and not believing what the word itself says?
Yeah, and I think for me, because it was like when I read this scripture in John 14, where it says, even greater works.
Greater works.
So he's talking about the works. Jesus is talking about the works that he's already done.
Right.
Right?
Right.
From healings,
The 5,000 plus.
Come on, yo. Raising the dead. All kind of stuff. Yeah. So the Lord literally is
the water, the wine.
The water, the wine. Come on, yo. No, some of y'all don't need that. Some of y'all. No.
You cannot.
You can't have. You can't have that miracle. No, some of y'all need to chill. But when I think about the Lord actually saying greater works than these, it blows my mind when I hear different Christian leaders consecutively say that miracles are only for new believers, because we know that the apostles traveled with the Lord his entire ministry. So they were so mature in that 3-year span of the Lord's ministry that what we would consider being a new believer, they were already fully developed.
Right.
And like that to me speaks volumes, because we say 3 years, man, you still a new believer. But they were fully mature and they were already planting churches.
That's good.
They were already making disciples. And we're talking about across nations doing this. They were already writing the words that we're reading about now.
That's right. That's right.
And so when I think about us and how limiting that is, and I think it's because of a mindset, we believe that miracle signs and wonders only exist when you first get saved, and they can't exist anywhere else. I just believe that that's a trick of the enemy, because we're supposed to be healing,
right?
Because healing people, helping people, seeing miracle signs and wonders,
yeah,
because it's evidence of our faith,
right?
Evidence
right,
of our relationship right, with the right. Lord, and it speaks to people about salvation.
How can you look at this creation and not know that the God who created this and created us won't meet every one of your needs
with it,
no matter how small or how large?
And there's actually a scripture, sidebar, there's actually a scripture that talks about you being able to step outside and look into the creation, because God said that he has not left us without evidence of himself.
Oh, that's
so
good.
We can literally look at the sky, look at the stars, the ocean, the beach, and be like, oh my gosh, who is this God? What must I do to be saved? Because creation even testifies to the evidence of his existence. Okay, go ahead, I got excited.
That was good, that was good. You know, I wanna just rewind it a little bit. I wanna talk about two different circumstances, right? When it comes to miracles and believers, and it being for new believers, right? Okay, so first I want to talk about C.C. Winans' brother Ronald, who his heart exploded and the doctors came out and pronounced him dead. His father said to the doctor, can we pray for you? Long story short, we all know that Ronald was revived because of the Holy Spirit in the prayers and came out of that operation to live another day.
After his heart exploded?
After his heart exploded. So if that's not a miracle, a sign, and a wonder,
my God,
I don't know what is. And then to just further it, my own personal experience. You know, in 2015, I was diagnosed, as you know, with stage 3 cancer and given 6 months to live. Well, it's 2024, right?
Uh-huh.
So all I know is that I was sitting in a hospital room waiting for test results for something that I didn't even know I had.
And it was such a, it was such a fear that was in that place already. But speaking to your confidence, I just wanted a quick sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
As I can recall it, I remember everyone was afraid. But I remember, and I never shared this with you, I remember because you were sitting on that table.
That's right.
That they have in there.
That's
there
right.
was a confidence of God. And it was like your skin, your face was glowing. I never shared that with you.
No,
and I kept looking at you, and I was trying to pull from your confidence. But what the Lord was doing in you,
mm-hmm.
is already evidence of what you're getting ready to say. Because it was like, I've never seen, like, when so many people are afraid, you had an unwavering confidence. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is that I was sitting on that table alone in that room, and the Lord literally met me in there. I wasn't ill. I wasn't sick, no fever, no symptoms, no nothing. I was just going to get a checkup. But the Lord met me in there and he said, this is not unto death. Now at the time, I didn't even know that was scripture.
Wow.
Right? So as quickly as he said, this is not unto death, the doctors rushed in, they brought you guys in. And as you talked about, fear was everywhere. And I simply said, I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to believe what the Lord said to me. And he said, this is not unto death. And so we're moving in that direction.
Come on, y'all.
But it wasn't that the journey through that wasn't challenging.
But he never let my hand go, and I never let his go.
Yeah.
And you never let my hand go, and I never let yours go.
That's because you my mama. You mine. You know what I mean?
And miracles, signs, and wonders exhale around us.
Yeah.
If we're tapped into him.
Yeah.
We have to have a real relationship with him. I don't understand why any believer would not believe in miracles, signs, and wonders from a father that created all of this.
I'm gonna give y'all another miracle sign and wonder. I'm a miracle sign and wonder, and I was just thinking about that because I have asthma. I've always had asthma, and I get in severe asthma, like the worst form of asthma that exists. And I can barely, you know, do certain tasks because of that. As much as I love it, as much as I loved, you know, playing sports and doing all of these different things, like my chest would cave, my lungs would cave, all of that would happen.
That's true.
But yet every time I get up to do a show, I can do an hour, 2 hours worth of a show, worth of a ministry performance and be completely fine.
That's right.
I have no symptoms, no nothing. I don't have to take, I'm fine.
You know what this, but you remember when you first started heavy in ministry, when the traveling really started picking up? How many times we had to go to the hospital to give you oxygen?
Yeah.
After the ministry
performance. Yeah, I remember one time that we had to go and the doctor was like, oh my gosh, how are you still
alive? Exactly.
You have zero oxygen in your blood. You know what I mean? But that is a miracle sign and wonder. And I just think that people, we talk about revival, but we don't even realize that miracle signs and wonders are even a part of that revival.
That's right.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
We always want people to come into salvation. That is a miracle. But even that great revival that it talks about and with the latter rain, mm-hmm. miracle signs and wonders are going to be a part of that.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's
like
right.
When you think about the apostles, when you think about the upper room experience, like the Bible literally says, and what was tongues of fire mm-hmm. came down from heaven and touched, rested on each one. It was visible.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
That is a miracle, sign, and wonder. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So like there are so many elements of it. And again, I just think that it boils down to, it comes down to our mindsets, like mm-hmm. mindsets of unbelief, mindsets of like, well, that could maybe happen, but not really. And I think that we have completely in a lot of sectors knowledged our way out of miracle signs and wonders. Like,
yeah.
And I just want to encourage anybody listening right now that God still wants to do miracles. He still can do miracles. It's just if we're willing to believe or not.
That's
it's
right.
It's do we want to see what we're praying for? Because the Lord himself says, you have to believe.
Right.
Blessed, like, I want you to consider this. The apostles saw, right? They saw the Lord walk on water. They saw all of these incredible things happen.
Right, right, right.
But Jesus said to Thomas, who we call Doubting
Thomas.
Yeah. He said, blessed are those who believe who have not yet seen. So the fact that we're going to have an extra blessing of sorts because we haven't gotten to see the Lord like they did.
Right.
But he's going to give us even more of a blessing.
Right.
Because we believe in him and his power and we haven't seen him. So we just want to encourage y'all. Ain't that right?
They want to have a word.
That's a miracle sign. That's a miracle sign and wonder right there. But we just want to encourage y'all because it's like doubt and all of these things and insecurities and fear and all of this. It makes us believe that it's not possible.
Right.
And it's like, how are we going to pray to a God like he's good enough to save our soul, but he can't heal us?
Wow.
He's good enough to die for us, but he can't resurrect dead areas in our lives. He's good enough to lay his life down for us, but yet we don't believe any of the words that he's spoken?
I don't know.
And so it's like it just doesn't compute. It doesn't go together, man.
I agree.
So it's like we have to change our minds, yo.
They believe.
They finna scrap.
Here they come.
Over a clam or something. Show is it fried? But you know, they you know, the thing about it is we have to believe.
Right.
We have to believe. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Us.
We're asking about healing. We're asking about miracle signs and wonders for our families to be saved and all of this other stuff, but we don't believe what we're asking for.
Wow. It'll never happen.
Like, how do you pray for something that you don't believe?
It'll never happen.
We have to begin to press in and believe.
Draw closer to him.
We have to remove those blinders from our spirits and from our souls that says God can exist in this area.
Oh, wow.
And when we actually look at the scripture,
where it says you can ask anything in my name and I will do it because I'm going to bring glory to the Father. So the Lord is getting ready to us. He's making promises about the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And so he knows that we're going to need a comforter. He knows that we're going to need some help. And the thing about it is, I truly believe that the church has the ability to see a move of God, maybe like one that we've never seen before, but it's our doubt and our fear. The reason that our churches are so dead and so dry and that there's no growth,
some of them,
not all of them, but there's so much going on. There's so much division, and it's because there is a lack of belief in the power of God. Mm-hmm. There is a lack of hunger in that. And above all, we have to learn how to repent. Repentance is one of the purest ways, absolutely, one of the smoothest ways, and the real only way to truly get to the heart of God. So before we can even begin to believe for anything, we have to repent. You feel what I'm saying? Absolutely. Repentance is the key so that we can break off those mindsets, that we can break off that fear, that anxiety, and that doubt. You know what I mean? So that we can see those miracle signs and wonders.
That's good.
And we actually want to share a miracle sign and a miracle sign and wonder with you guys. My mom and I were actually out here just the other day talking about this very scripture, talking about what it's going to look like to see a revival and why we've had the misconception that all of these blessings of miracle signs and wonders only happen to new believers. We actually met two believers who've been believers for a little bit of time now. And when we tell you the presence of the Lord dropped, it was incredible. We didn't plan this. We didn't script this. We were talking about this exact scripture.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening from this was incredible. Look at this. Check this out. This is it. This is crazy.
Things that happen randomly. We're you.
We're
two of us.
You.
How are we surviving the Lord?
This family.
I was like, I want to be like my mom. And I want to drink all day, every day. And I want to just live that lifestyle of partying, but yet still be a mom, but not tied down to one man. So I left my husband in 2018 and 60s. Had gotten into witchcraft and then all the new age stuff. Later, I got into an accident, went to the emergency room, and they were like, treating me as a trauma patient. We're like, you have cirrhosis. That's why you're swollen and stuff. So she would like talk to spirits, but over me, you know.
Oh my God.
But we believed in everything except the Lord.
Wow.
Everything except the Lord. All the results came back that I waited too late. There ain't no way she can be sober 6 months and make it. The landlord said we can move back on the land. He ain't gonna charge us rent. All he asks is we go to church with him every Sunday.
My Lord. And I was like, how to pray for my Lord.
My church that is, but I don't know about church anyways, but I say yes because I'm about to die. And I didn't have hair. My skin was yellow. And I was having colonoscopies, endoscopies, ultrasound, and everything's like, this girl's like, this only did it for her. I got a phone call December 3rd. She remembers that date. And I was healed. Didn't have to have a liver transplant. The doctor was like, I don't foresee him. Like, and I'm like, how about it was Jesus? Hear me, Jesus. You could, like, well, only he could do, you could do it. And it didn't. No scarring. The scarring was done on average June.
No scarring. It's like I never had it.
Because he was like, he still don't understand. I'm like, it's the Lord.
Now I have 20/20 vision. Don't have to have glasses no more. I got sober, and you can't tell me that ain't supernatural.
It absolutely is.
Vision, liver.
Hey everyone, we'll get back to the show in just a moment. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that support our ministry. It's believers like you that partner with us in ministry, helping us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. To become a patron and partner with us in ministry, simply click the link in the description of this video. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, y'all. We prayed that encouraged y'all. Isn't that crazy? What happened?
That, you know what? First of all, the part that got me first was that you and I, mother and daughter,
yeah,
we're together, and she comes over to you, as you all saw. Are you guys believers?
Yeah.
And then we talk a little bit. You guys exchange information. Then we're leaving out.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Her and her mother are walking in. And so she wants to introduce us, and all of that led to showing more, like today, miracles, signs, and wonders that our Father is still doing today.
And I think that Sidebar, as we get ready to close, I don't think that we realize that a testimony is a miracle sign in one itself. Like the fact that she was able to identify that we were believers not knowing us.
Right.
And then the fact that they were sharing their testimony and it added up with everything that you and I
talked about. Yeah.
That is a miracle sign and wonder. And I think that we have to.
No coincidence.
No coincidence. We have to realize that God speaks and does these things for us in ways that we're not expecting.
Yeah.
Ways that we're not looking for. So it might not always be the big boom or the big bang, but it is a miracle, a sign and wonder. Look, you guys, thank you so much for tapping in with us on the very first episode of Me and My Mama. Hey, you guys, so we want to say thank you so much for all of your love and support of our ministry. Thank you for always praying for us, supporting us, and holding us down. We've got a brand new t-shirt called the Stay True Diamond Tee that we want you guys to grab, rock it, wear it. It was designed by me, but customized by my mom. She put all of them diamonds up on there. So grab that, show some love to it. Every time you support us, it literally enables us to be able to go out and share the truth of Jesus Christ with the entire world. We love you all so much. Let the light shine. We'll be back next week to continue with our second episode. Love you guys. See you next week. Peace.